This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More information is emerging about the indictment faced by former U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Two people familiar with the indictment handed down against the former president by New York grand jury told the Associated Press that Donald Trump is facing multiple charges of falsifying business records, including at least one felony offense. The indictment against him remains sealed, but details were confirmed by people who requested anonymity. Meanwhile, a letter from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to three Republican House committee chairs urges them to refrain from inflammatory accusations, withdraw demands for information, and let the process proceed without unlawful political interference. I'm Norman Hall.
Meanwhile, Iranian media reported on Saturday Iran's judiciary chief has threatened to prosecute, quote, without mercy, women who appear in public unveiled, with an increasing number of women defying the mandatory dress code. The warning comes on the heels of an Interior Ministry statement on Thursday that reinforced the government's mandatory hijab law. The minister was quoted by several news sites saying those, quote, who commit such acts will be punished and will be prosecuted without mercy, he said, without saying what the punishment entails. Evacuation orders have been lifted in Japan in small sections of a town just southwest of the wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant in time for the area's popular cherry blossom season. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida joined a ceremony there on Saturday. An earthquake and tsunami in March 2011 triggered triple meltdowns at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. This is VOA News. A fierce tornado blasted through the capital city of the U.S. southern state of Arkansas and neighboring towns on Friday, killing at least two people and injuring dozens of others as it sheared roofs and walls from many buildings, flipped over vehicles and downed trees and power lines, officials said.
We've responded to overturned vehicles, heavy damage to residential and businesses in that community, along with downed trees, downed power lines, ruptured gas lines.
Little Rock Fire Department Chief Delphone Hubbard, the twister was spawned by one of numerous violent thunderstorms raking a vast swath of the U.S. heartland as part of a much larger expanse of extreme spring weather. The U.S. military has released the identities of the nine soldiers killed during Thursday's Black Hawk helicopter crash in the U.S. southeastern state of Kentucky. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They ranged in age from 23 to 36 and came from seven states, from New Jersey to Florida to California. They were the nine soldiers aboard the two Blackhawks from Fort Campbell's 101st Airborne Division that crashed during a nighttime training exercise, the Army's deadliest training incident in 8 years. The division's commander says their losses will reverberate for years. A military air safety team from Alabama is investigating what led to the crash. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hong Kong on Saturday firmly rejected findings in a new U.S. government report that said U.S. interests had been threatened and that Beijing continued to undermine the rule of law and freedoms in the territory under a national security crackdown. The U.S. 2023 Hong Kong Policy Act report, published by the U.S. State Department, said Chinese and Hong Kong authorities, quote, continued to use national security as a broad and vague basis to undermine the rule of law and protected rights and freedoms. China imposed a national security law on Hong Kong in June 2020 without any local legislative or consultative process, outlawing crimes such as subversion with possible life imprisonment. Thousands of people rallied across the U.S. as part of Transgender Day of Visibility in support of the right of transgender people and their resilience amid what many denounced as an increasingly hostile environment. Supporters converged Friday on U.S. state houses nationwide and in Washington, D.C. I'm Joe Ramsey.